I'm Farai Chidea. This is Day to Day. It's the day after Christmas. If you didn't get the gift you'd been hoping for, or if you're just hungering for bargains, chances are you'll be heading to the stores. Today is also the day that retailers start to take stock of their end-of-year fortunes. Joining us now to talk about holiday sales figures is retail analyst Howard Davidowitz of the consulting firm of Davidowitz & Associates. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so the smoke clears, and how did retailers make out this year?
I think it'll be very mixed. I think you'll see department stores not do so good. I think even discounters will be mixed. I don't think you're going to see Walmart with very good earnings. So I think what you have, it's an electronics holiday, but I don't think Radio Shack and GameStop did too well. Even Best Buy gave an earnings warning. I think it's going to be a mixed picture in the retail business.
Were there any sectors that did particularly well?
Oh, yeah. We had some huge winners. For example, in electronics, you couldn't get into the Apple store. In apparel, I mean, Abercrombie & Fitch, absolutely fantastic. A lot of jewelry people did very, very well. So we had a lot of big, big winners. But when it's all added up, for example, here we are finished with Christmas. How did toys do? Toys did less than last year. Not too exciting. Actually, the biggest category that exploded was electronics, but again, Circuit City did great. Apple did great, but that was a mixed picture, too. We had winners and losers.
So what were some of the factors in this whole situation? You've got the weather, the transit strike in New York City, people feeling insecure about the economy.
I think the biggest factor is, you know, if you take the last quarter, household income, household spending, exceeded income at the rate of $572 billion. That's bigger than the federal budget deficit. Households since the late 90s have been spending more than they make. There's no way to sustain it. And when you add to that increased interest rates, inflation-adjusted income down in the first time in 20 years, zero saving, the consumer really, just like the country, is in terrible shape. We're in a sea of debt. We're a house of cards. And I think the consumers are starting to worry about it. And, of course, now you've got increased energy prices topping that off.
Howard, you're depressing me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
That's okay. So what about post-holiday sales? Is it a situation where these retailers are going to make up some of their money after Christmas and after the holiday rush?
Oh, yeah, I think this is going to be a big week, and I think today is going to be a big, big day. A lot of people are off today. There's going to be a lot of shopping today, and a lot of people are going to charge into the stores with those gift cards, which are exploding. So I look for today to be a very big, important day, and for this week to be a good week. At the end, the season is still going to be mixed, but I think this is going to be an important day and an important week for retailers.
Finally and briefly, what about internet sales?
Internet sales, it's the best sector in retail, up 25%. And the exciting thing about internet sales is the base keeps growing and the increase is there, which is astounding. So this year we'll do $220 billion when you include travel. My God, increase 25%, that's an incredible number. We're addicted to online shopping and it's exploding.
Howard Davidowitz is chairman of the retail consulting firm Davidowitz & Associates. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.